Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Still a little under the weather, so forgive my voice. But I'm on the mend, D'Anthony, I'm on the mend, okay?
Which men?
I don't know. The men down under?
The Island Boys?
Who fucking knows, dude?
Welcome to Island Boy Tuesday.
Don't do it. Don't you fucking dare. Yesterday was dark. It was disgusting. And I don't care to revisit it again. No, dude. No. Do they even have real music like available on Spotify?
I'll check.
Are we on Patreon today? Yeah. Play a fucking song. Who gives a shit?
You can't sing the Island Boys smash hit, Ross?
I don't know one song they have. Do you?
I'm an Island Boy. Be real. Come on. Play us a jam.
Do you know it? Is that just a real song?
It's just them saying I'm an Island Boy over and over.
Well, let's see it. Is it on Spotify? Oh, look at you guys. A lot of dancing back there. Yeah, look at that. Look at you guys go. I've heard worse. Like, if this came on at a, you know, a taco joint or something, it'd be like, all right, that's fine. It's part of the restaurant.
Yet they'll throw me out of a taco joint for watching their videos. I just don't understand my local taco joint.
Me neither. You should go there and show them that entire Twitter feed of them sucking each other's dicks and touching boners and stuff and all that. Like,
we proved that this was fake news, Ross. It was a carrot.
They were, well, that part was, but them touching dicks and all that stuff was real. So
there was sheathed in between.
Yeah.
What was gay? He was drinking his own jizz.
Oh God, dude. We're not doing it today.
I did. I gotta be honest. I caught some friendly fire this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
From who?
Myself.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. How did that shake out? Like, what was the result for that?
Well, I just had to wipe my face off.
Were you lying down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just pounded off in bed, and it got, you know, my balls were like, hey, don't forget. Bam.
Yeah.
We're still around.
Does this make you rethink the long beard? Because that's got to get dangerous.
Well, it was right in the middle of my forehead, so it wasn't.
Overshot the eyes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Real Bin Laden.
Look, my dick and balls are trying to tell me to have kids. That's all it is.
Was it a double tap?
The first one, yeah, it was like there were three or four.
Sure.
But the first one really catapulted out.
I was like, gotcha. Do your soldier's instincts ever come back and you put one in the head, then two in the chest?
Well, you got it backwards.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Two on the chest and then you finish it with one in the
head. I mean, if it's a girl on her knees, yes.
Sure.
Right. Just to be safe.
Yeah, you have to.
But
you have to.
What are you going to do?
Speaking of which, dude, I went into the doctor today and, I want a sweeter hog, dude, I think. As you get older, I don't think your dick's as dope as it used to be, you know? I think you lose an inch or an inch and a half as you get older.
Well, there's Stan Smith in American Dad. There's a quote of his that's always been really funny to me. He was like, he's talking to his son. So it's the general premise is Steve, the son, is in school and he's doing a report on his dad, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever. And because Stan is like a fucking merc for the CIA, he's just warped in the head. So he always says super fucked up shit. So there's three different, in the three acts of the show, there's three different little soliloquies he goes on while he's on the phone with him or talking to him. One of them is about how he bangs his wife and shit like that. And then one's about murdering and how he can't, he just like has the bloodlust now. It's just super fucked up. The third one is about something about the confidence you have knowing you can get hard all the way to the tip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just, I don't know that you lose, I don't know if you lose an inch, but certainly it gets harder, right, when you're younger.
I'm going through the usual shit. Obviously, you know, I'm sick, I'm a little under the weather, so he's kind of checking for everything, and then you do the old drop down, and he feels your balls. You know, and he's kind of trying to make small talk with you about life. Like, oh, hey, how are the kids doing? How's, you know, the wife? Blah, blah, blah. You know, anything that you're looking forward to, anything you want, you know, bullshit like that. And I just looked down at him and I was like, man, I want a sweeter hog, dude. I feel like I used to have a better dick.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like, you know, with years on the road and everything else we've done, I feel like my dick is like Willie Nelson's old guitar. And if you don't know that reference, Bob, pop up a pic of Willie Nelson's old guitar where it's just, there's like a hole in it and fucking shit where you're just like, man, I used to have a sweeter hog. And I asked him point blank. I was like, do you lose an inch as you get older? Like, what happens? What happens to your dick? And he goes, you know, it's a, it, there it is. That's Willie Nelson's guitar. Just years of damage, dude, and pounding, you know? Where you're just like, God damn it, I used to have a sweeter cock. And he goes, no, it's true. It's true. But he goes, it's a variety of factors. And he goes, you know, you can do the TRT and all the other stuff like you're doing, and you can still get sweet boners. But as far as that sweet meat hang that you used to have, when you looked down and got out of bed in the morning and you were like, fuck, dude, that's a goddamn hog that I have there. It's a goddamn hammer. I'm starting to feel like a normal man. Like, you know, you're like, you're losing a superpower now where you're just like, shit, dude, it used to be doper. Like it used to have, I used to have a dope ding dong where I would just walk nude literally everywhere in college, where it was just like, in college, you walk buck naked everywhere. I was just like, here it is. You know, I feel like I was Kid Rock in that one meme walking down the beach with my dick where I was just like, let's go, dude.
Well, what did your doctor say about turning that around?
Well, no, I asked him and he goes, no, that's true. He goes, look, as you get older, like, you know, everything kind of changes and you're no longer sweet at anything. You know, you don't get to have a dope 40-yard dash anymore. Like your time in the 40s sucks. You got to worry about your joints and everything else. He's like, you know, your dick won't be sweet anymore and everything else. There's always pills and everything else that you can, you know, jack into you that will give you a sweet boner here and there. But as far as like that natural hang time, dick and balls wise, that you used to have, it's not going to be great anymore. And I thought it would be different moving to Texas because it's so goddamn hot here. Not the case.
I think it's less about temperature and more about circulation. You know what I mean? I think it, as you get older, you know, your blood vessels constrict or get lined with plaque and things like that, and that probably has some effect. As a matter of fact, some of the one of the first effects of having bad circulation due to something like diabetes is that your dick stops operating at optimal levels. So, you know, I think blood thinners might be helpful to some degree if you're lazy, but there's ways to do it. I mean, strenuous exercise 2 to 3 times a week where your heart rate gets to 75% max or higher.
Which I do. All that stuff is there. I'm just talking about the sweet hog hang you used to have, you know?
Well, it's you know, it's also about conservation. Joe Rogan used to do a good bit on this about when he started, when the hair on his balls started turning gray. It's like, that's your body saying, fuck ball, making ball hair color. We just got to keep this dude alive. You know what I mean? But that's how evolution works. The more energy, if you think about any complex organism, the more energy it has to spend on one thing, the less it has for anything else. It's also how your brain works. That's how CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, works. Like, your brain realizes that it's not optimating, or I'm sorry, that part of your brain is not operating at peak efficiency, so your brain will just stop sending energy there altogether, and that part of your brain will die, right? It's the same thing here. It's like a broken tree limb where the stuff around it starts to die as well. So I don't know. Maybe there's something to that. Maybe you need to use your dick more.
No, you just need to jelk.
So here's the thing.
What?
It's called jelking. What you do is you just attach weights to your penis and just let gravity do the work.
And never get hard again. That'll be the result of that.
Holy shit.
You will never, you'll have a fucking fake porn dick that, you know, you have to guide in.
But that's a sweet hang, though.
Yeah, bro, you guys, you haven't heard of this before? Sorry, I'm just now checking in. I was doing
this. No, it's fine, but how many weights are on this guy's dick right now?
Okay, so it all depends. It depends on what level of the stretching that you're in.
Uh-huh.
So it starts off with just jelking, which is kind of like a milking motion that you do to extend your dick a little bit, about 60 to 70% hard. You move the blood around that way.
Jelking.
Yeah.
With a K.
With a Q.
Okay. With a Q.
We're now going to change the title of this episode, by the way, to what is jelking, because I've got to know all of the things now.
Saddle in, Ross.
Yep. I'm in it, because this looks like a weight rack.
Well, yeah, this is experience. So you start off stretching. You can't just go in there and try to bench 225.
Obviously.
Right.
You got to warm up at 185 to get there. Up, yep. Yeah. Yep.
Jelking is like the yoga of a dick extension.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is there so many videos on YouTube? Hey, Bob, if you go back on that Google search, it was YouTube videos. Yeah. You can't show your penis on YouTube, right? I mean, we're on Patreon today on Drinker Bros Podcast.
I think there's probably there's demonstrative devices, I'm assuming.
Okay. And what do the weights go up to? So what's the heaviest that you max out at while you're jelking your dick?
Well, there's no weights yet. The hang, and then there's also this attachment device that stretches for you. It's kind of like a torture rack almost.
Oh, no. I saw a 45-pound plate there.
No way. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, that's if you're juicing.
That's
I think
lot.
My guy right here is probably doing it.
Which one?
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so
pop it up for me. Oh man, it looks bright red. It looks like a fucking hot dog, not out of the pack.
When you lift weights, what does your face look like? You know,
you're right. That's true. Sorry. Yeah, no, you're correct.
Probably took some niacin as well.
Oh shit. So this is jelking.
Yeah, and he's cutting it off down here, just keeping the blood in.
It's painful looking.
No pain, no gain. I don't know what.
And I'm sorry. What's the purpose of this?
To make your dick longer, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that would work.
Shit.
That there's nothing there's nothing about the way a penis operates that should make this make your dick bigger.
This guy's dick is so red it looks like it's going to pop off, dude.
Yeah, but he's got a good piece on him.
He already has a good piece.
You should have seen it before.
Well, we don't know.
No.
We didn't see it before and
we
after.
We do know because we know how fucking tissue works in the human body.
You break down and rebuild bigger.
No. I'm with Giorgio on this one, man.
Think of it like just a bunch of soft tissue and capillary veins, mm-hmm. and the amount that's there is the amount that will get filled up with blood, and that's how big your dick is. Now, there's ways to manipulate that surgically, certainly.
No, I'm with Giorgio. I think you've got to add weights to it here. What's the recommended climb as far as weights go for jelking? Like, what do you start with? Do you start with 2 pounds?
Yeah, you probably start with like a little...
work your way up to a 5 pound to 6 pound weight
like at the end of your sandbag. Dick? You also want to incorporate some penis pumping in there, too. It's like a full circuit rotation of all of these things.
Really depends what you're trying to do, right? You build in strength or you build in kind of mass?
Mass. I think mass.
You want to go bulking season first. So you start with the cock pump because that's what gives you the girth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then once you get that a good base layer down there where you're almost kind of getting chody, then you really start stretching out and working on the length.
So anything you can do 8 to 12 times.
And how long? Like what are the reps for something like this?
8 to 12.
Yeah, 8 to 12.
Oh, 8 to 12. And then like are you spacing it out? You know, minute break, 30
seconds?
Yeah, you're doing
seconds. Like 4 to 5 sets.
You want to put a sock full of rice in the microwave for about 35 seconds and then take that off and put that over to warm yourself up almost like a heat pack.
Oh, perfect.
Because
okay.
That gets everything kind of loosened up.
And then if you want to go heavier, 5 by 5.
All right. All this makes sense to me and I enjoy it.
Finish with the ice bath and then a shower.
Is there an app where I can track my own progress on
there? There's no utility. There's no utility.
Sure is.
To having sure a is. Large soft dong.
Yeah, there is.
There's no fucking point to that.
It's just appearance-wise. When you
wake
up.
No, the point of that hog is to fucking shoot semen inside of women.
No, dude.
And sometimes men's assholes.
But it's also a confidence thing. When you wake up in the morning and you roll out of bed right before you get in the shower and you look at yourself in the mirror, you want to see a sweet hog hang,
no.
dude.
Right, no, that's like, this is the insecurity talking, right? I know that my dick is going to get the appropriate size when it's time to, but right now I've got to fight somebody. And what I don't want is a fucking 8-inch floppy meat tube hanging around and bouncing around.
I do.
It's a liability.
No, I do. I want to hear that fucking thing banging against my thighs again where it's just like, oh, shit, dude.
To a weak man, that might sound intimidating coming at them. To me, it sounds like an opportunity to fuck you up. You understand?
No way.
Like, everything you think is a strength in a fight is a weakness when you're fighting me. Because I'm attacking your strengths immediately.
But I'm not fighting right now. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, getting ready for the day.
This is like people who fucking sleep naked don't care about staying alive.
It's
you
true.
Just don't care about staying
no,
alive.
It's true. I don't care.
Why? Why is that? Why is that?
He just had to sneak in that he sneaks naked, sleeps naked.
And that's
naked.
Fine, but yeah. Why are you saying that?
Because you can't fight effectively as a man when you're nude.
Buck naked.
Yeah.
That is not true. Did you see Viggo Mortensen?
Fighting naked.
Viggo Mortensen in Eastern Promises kicked the shit out of those guys.
He's never been in a real fight in his fucking life.
He sure has, dude. He lives that life,
no,
Viggo.
No, he doesn't. No.
He's a method... motherfucker,
I promise you he doesn't.
If he came in here today, dude, I bet you he could kill Bob in 5 seconds.
Yeah, but like Bob
bad example.
Bob, if there's some kind of fucking like pestilence, Bob is dead in 20 minutes. He's got the fucking only the Northern European genes in him. That's it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the plague.
Look, you're not beating this guy in a fight.
No.
Put that on the full
screen. Look at that, dude. I did a full rap song about this for Funny or Die, by the way.
He's definitely fighting a grower, like not a shower.
Yeah, and that's how... So here's the thing. So when Viggo did this fucking movie, because I saw it. It was a great film. Shit, it won, I think, a couple Oscars. But when he did this, that was the first thing I thought, Giorgio, of like, dude, when you know you're the man and you don't fucking care what your dick looks like, because you're in a fight scene the whole time, so it's super small, that's a lot of fucking confidence in Viggo.
Your premise is that...
But having
having a low hanging soft hog is somehow a good thing.
Yes.
And then you reference, like I talked about being able to fight nude. The one guy we see that is, according to you at least, good at fighting nude doesn't have a big soft hog.
Correct. And my one note on this film was, holy shit, it would have been so much better if his dick was longer and then hung lower. Just so in that fight scene, you could hear that cack, cack. It's kind of like nunchucks when they hit your back.
Or war drums.
Where it's just cack, cack, cack.
If you show up to fight me and you've got a fucking a long, soft penis, I'm going to tear that thing off like a roll of paper towels.
Exactly, Dan. It's
like
advantage.
A roll of fucking paper towels.
It's you go for the hog.
You couldn't even get to it because the roundhouse kick is coming first, dude, right to the side of your dome.
Your hands are distracted. This is hand fighting.
The body's protecting itself by having the penis kind of go back in its shell.
That's literally the entire point.
So if a guy came at you buck naked, are you saying the first thing you would do if he had a huge, long hog would be to yank that thing off his body?
I would at least make a move for it because he's going to protect that before he protects his head or before he protects his neck.
You know what's funny
about
this?
That makes it a liability. That's like bringing your children to a fucking fist fight.
Yeah.
Because you're going to try to protect them
You lower your level to grab the dong. You know, you got to bend down a little bit. You got to go for it. You set yourself up for that flying knee, that Jorge Masvidal right there. It's a distraction.
Well, look, there is one recent example of Righteous Gemstones. Just closed out their season. Excellent, excellent show. Excellent season for those guys. And they got another one. If you haven't seen it, there is a buck naked fight scene. And the guy is kicking the shit out of the other guy. Now, he does get his revenge by just reaching up and grabbing his fucking dick and balls. And then he ends up winning the fight because of it. So, yes, there is something to that if you don't lay the guy out. But
this is all amateur hour. I go full Kirby and I just start swallowing him.
Mm. Oh, so you try to suck his dick down.
No, I take his power.
He becomes
him. He's not a gnome.
No. Kirby consumes him.
Yeah, you even played Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're taking him in your mouth and then you're.
You I'm sorry. With this logic, gay dudes would be the most powerful creatures on Earth.
And that logic checks out.
No, it does not.
It does.
It doesn't. No.
You pull up those Stonewall dudes from the 70s, they fucking ripped dicks, dude.
Well, the problem is they never finish the job, right? They only get the dick. Like, you got to take the whole body, but I just start where I have to start.
Yeah, well, obviously, where you have to start. You do that. But, yeah, man, I think there's something to it. Just a nice confidence booster before you start your day. You catch that low-hanging hog, dude, in the mirror, and you're like, all right, great. I'm ready to tackle the day.
It's that's how poor people think.
No,
happier.
I'm sorry.
Poor people are happier.
I'm sorry. Respecting a large hog in culture throughout human history has almost always been a sign of peasantry. Almost always.
Explain gray sweatpants season, then.
We're idiots. Because there's nothing about a soft dong being bigger that predicts it being bigger when it's hard.
The Greeks did like a small penis better than a big penis.
Yeah, the people that invented Western civilization.
What?
I was always surprised at those statues.
If you had a big dong, you're a weirdo. Yeah. But I mean, you know.
But it was a sign, not just a weirdo, it was a sign of peasantry. Like, poor people have big dicks.
Mm.
Fuck that.
Stupid people.
But they're the happiest.
Yeah.
You ever see a fucking tall, white trash dude walking out of a trailer park with a huge cock? Those are the happiest people I've ever seen in my life.
Look, guys, I'm the poorest, dumbest guy at this studio, and it feels great.
It's a weird way to say you got a big dick.
Yeah, but I appreciate the workaround, you know?
I've seen Giorgio's dick. It's a nice dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you guys fucked side by side?
No, but you'll scroll through his camera roll. Mm. He'll be showing pictures. Oh, like, here's a cool picture I took in New York. Here's a cool picture I took in Seattle. Oh, there's my penis.
Yeah.
Ignore that.
Well, so are you, like, yeah, let's get to it. Are you still blasting out dick pics on the reg?
Is that a power move? Are you trying to assert dominance over Delco by making him casually look at your hog from time to time?
Yeah, he doesn't
Ross
even want to.
Ross has been doing
you.
That with everyone else's hog the entire time.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I do it all the fucking time. So I get it. Like, I understand the move, Georgia, and I support you.
So what you want to know, Ross?
Because you guys are the only two single guys left in the studio. Well, shit, Dan is. But for you guys who are going out to bars every night and all that other shit, is that still the way of, like, hey, dude, I'm sending you, I'm blasting you a dick pic?
No, for me, it's like you got to curate your collection of dick pics, right? Like, every guy has, like, a little subfolder where he's like, these are my best pics. If you're ever traveling on the road and you're in a hotel, take advantage of that different background scenery, because girls love knowing that they get a different one.
I think it's just the specific guy that sends dick pics. It's like having a buddy that always goes to the strip clubs. So it's kind of a cousin of that.
Okay.
How so?
I just don't think everybody's sending dick pics.
I mean, never unrequested.
Well, with you, Georgia, and I've told you this in the past, if you look at your Instagram profile, by the way, you can shout it out. Is it just Giorgio?
It is.
Yeah. It looks like you're a photographer in Europe. Do you take pictures like you do on the road of your dick with, like, a professional camera?
No. That's thirsty. So you definitely don't do that.
Oh, okay. So there's levels to it then.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, my Instagram is how I get a lot of my photography work. So I basically just kind of curate it with some of my favorite photos.
He also doesn't want the dick pic to come across too professional.
Well, you know? And that's what I wondered, because, dude, by the time I got married, we were out of the, you know, it was only cell phone dick pics. There wasn't ever the option of, like, oh, hey, I've got a super nice camera that's relatively cheap that can make my dick look artistic.
No, you don't. You definitely don't want to do that, especially. So, I mean, this isn't for me, but if you ever were to, like, enhance a photo, you definitely want that to be an iPhone photo. The dirtier, the better. Like, the less sharp of an image, the better.
Okay.
And you don't want to see too much of a veiny dick. Like, if you're gonna, like, light it and, like, set all this up, like, there's only a certain kind of woman that appreciates that.
Yeah, a whore. It's a whore thing, because most women come because of their brain, not because of fucking physical stimulation. That is an iron law almost about
women. Which is why you gaslight them constantly.
No. Although it is effective. No, it's like you have to figure out a way to send media, whatever it happens to be, whether it's text or photos or videos, that demonstrate your value, to stimulate this woman mentally, right? I think that's probably the new dick pic. We haven't figured it out yet. Male female courting rituals have gotten super weird.
Uh-huh.
And like a bunch of dudes, young dudes, are just tuning out entirely and becoming incels and shit like that. It's because they don't know how to demonstrate their value to women anymore. It used to be, I'm a provider and a protector, right? But now most of these women have a higher level of education than men do. They make more money. Yeah, like in the early women in their early 20s, that's primarily what it is now. Men don't know how to demonstrate their value to women anymore, so they don't feel valuable anymore. And that's nihilism. That's how it works. That's how nihilism fucking works. So we have to, as a culture, figure out what the new dick pic is going to be, instead of, because it's just dudes. The dick pic thing was, media's available, here's a way for me to fucking demonstrate my value to a woman, that's very base, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's got to be another way. There's got to be a way that demonstrates your masculine urge and your ability to provide and protect and stimulate them mentally without a dick pic, because nobody gives a fuck about that.
Well, there used to be Elks clubs, and if you were a member of one of them, that showed a sign of masculinity. I think a Jelk club would be sweet, dude. Where we all get together and stretch each other's dicks out.
It's called a Russian bathhouse. There's a few around Austin.
Do they do it, though, there?
I mean,
there was one in L.A. There was. Have you ever been in one in real life?
Of course, Ross.
Okay, they're disgusting. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. Oof. Look at me.
God. That water, though, is just so fucking gross.
There's enough chlorine, and that's kill horse.
I guess. But even knowing that,
actually,
it's still fucking disgusting.
If you go into that water, I think it cures all your STDs.
It should. It might cure AIDS. But I think a nice Jelk club where it's super fancy, you've got high-end whiskeys, you know.
Yeah, but that's still for dudes, man.
Yeah.
You
feel better about your life and you have a fucking sense of dominance.
You won't feel better about your life. It's because the third-party validation, men want to be appreciated and respected.
Mm-hmm.
Women want to be heard and protected. Men want to be appreciated and respected. By whom is the obvious question, not by each other. Having other men respect you to some degree is a benefit in society, but only insofar as it ranks you sexually, right? Your ability to get a mate somewhere. That's how all of human civilization has thrived over the years. And now we don't know how to communicate between the sexes about what our value is to each other.
You're describing the
super
gym, bro,
fucked.
Dude.
And that's where that's where a gelt club comes in.
The gym bro, the modern gym bro, is someone who's sworn off women and everything else and is just committed to the gym and impressing other bros.
It's fucking stupid.
That's all that matters.
That's loser bullshit. Like, if you're not out there constantly trying to get some girl pregnant, your brain is fucked up. I mean, seriously, your entire existence as a human being, if you're a man, should be that. Now, I'm not saying you should be pathological about it and just fucking get as many women pregnant as possible, but you should be primarily motivated by both procreating and then protecting that procreation as far into the future as possible. And if you're not primarily motivated by that, your brain is fucked up.
Well, you're trying to set PRs, though.
Yeah, dude.
So it doesn't matter what makes you. So I was talking to Mike Catherwood about this earlier. Dudes saw the accomplishments of better men or more achieved men or older men or whatever. It's like, okay, cool. I want to get the Bugatti too. I want to get rich. I want to get famous. But the people that got rich and famous and buy the Bugatti, they all did it up until relatively recently just so they could get fucking pussy.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole fucking point. So you're putting the baby, or you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater, putting the cart before the horse here. You're fucked up.
Yeah. But
so the solution is to find a way to better demonstrate value to women, and women aren't stupid enough to think that a fucking soft, long penis is somehow going to translate into happiness for them.
But it's not for them.
Women are not. Yeah, it should be though.
It's for myself.
I know it's not for them, but it should be.
It's for myself in this one, and just. That little confidence kick in the morning where you're
sometimes
like,
right, you got to treat yourself, or else
you sure do. You sure do, dude.
That's how losers think.
No, dude. Look, people have dream trees above their bed and catching stars or whatever the fuck are those called?
Sleep. Dream catchers?
Whatever they are, right? Vision boards. Some people still watch The Secret on DVD.
I've got a skull above my bed.
I write "You're worth it" on my mirror.
Yeah.
You know what's on my mirror? It says it's not about you. And I'm not kidding. That's what it says on my mirror.
Really?
It's not. Yeah.
This is pretty funny. But in the morning, sometimes I listen to that corner talk that they gave to Leon Edwards when he's losing to Usman.
Do we have it?
Knocks him out in the
head. Do you have it?
It's on Instagram.
It's actually a pretty good speech, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. It gets, like, whenever I'm feeling bad, it just kind of, like, shakes me out of it.
We're on Patreon. Pop it up. I just like to hear it. I'm always curious at what motivates people, and I think that's why I love doing podcasts so much. What actually motivates the individual person? Because it's totally different for every single person. Like Dan was saying, a lot of it's for pussy. It used to be for pussy. Then you reach a certain point where either you get married or have kids or whatever, and then it's no longer about that. It's about something else. And play it if you can.
Here's what gets Giorgio's rocks off.
Okay.
Here we go. A dejected challenger. Yes.
Press pause, Bob. There's a commercial playing in the background of something. Yeah. Kill it, Bob. Where's the ad, Bob? It's still going on, Bob.
You're on Chrome, so whatever ad or whatever is producing volume will have a little speaker on the tab.
Why would you do that to the audience today, Bob? We don't do that here, okay?
It's the wildest season.
Nope, yet. Still hearing it.
It's on the page.
Kill it, Bob!
It's coming from inside the house.
Yeah. Damn it, dude. I was about to get motivated, do some shit, kick open a door when I walk out today. It's right there.
It's fucking Facebook, man. We'll go YouTube here.
Get it out of there, dude. No, I'm still hearing it, Bob. God damn it. You have another tab open, Bob. Get him out of there.
I got this.
We're trying to get motivated, for Christ's sake.
Spotify?
Shit!
Oh, he's pressing.
Shit, Bob! Whole fucking place is burning down around us! We're all gonna die!
Come on. Don't make
there we go. Thank you, Giorgio.
Don't let him bully your son!
He looks dejected.
Sit down. Listen. You gotta get Ivory now, Leon. You're two down. Come on, come on. You're letting him control you too much, son. You gotta get your hands going, Leon. You gotta get your hands going.
Closer.
Come on.
Yeah. Look for your clinch, Leon. Look for your clinch.
Listen, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Well, come on then. What's wrong with you? You're too down. You gotta pull the out of fire.
Stay sure.
Come on, Leon, man. You got it, man. Come on.
You got this. Sharp shoot on the brushes, yeah?
Come on, Leon. Let's go.
You had him, man. Can you do it again? Okay.
You're too special of a person. You're too special of a man as a fighter. All of it. I like that. What ended up happening here in this fight?
He walks out there, he kicks him in the head, and wins the world title.
No shit.
Yeah, he's losing the entire fight.
Did he thank his trainer after that?
He thanked everybody. But
specifically for that guy's speech?
It's like when you're dejected like that and someone tells you to quit feeling sorry for yourself, like it kind of snaps you out of that in a weird way.
Not only did he win that fight, but got an automatic rematch and won that fucking fight as well. Right.
Okay.
I think pretty much everybody thought Usman was going to come back in the second fight and beat the fucking brakes off of him.
Yeah, he was the betting favorite.
Yeah, and that did not happen.
No, like, and this is an idea of like when confidence is instilled in yourself, you like move up levels as a person, and it unlocks like unlimited more potential in yourself, and it's pretty awesome. And like it was captured at this one defining moment on tape, and then people just run with it.
And so for me, Giorgio, my motivation and confidence was I would wake up, you know, buck naked, lick my entire hand, and then smack my huge dong in the mirror and look at myself and then hop in the shower and start my day. And
that
was
would be
great.
More motivating than this speech, yes.
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 And that's just me. But we're all different as humans, you know, and what motivates us. You've got a sticker on your mirror that says, I want to live for other people. What does it say?
It says it's not about you.
It's not about you,
because it's not.
Sure. Well, that's to you.
No.
We each have our own individual thing.
No.
You can't walk in someone else's shoes.
Yeah, it could, because human being, there's only a couple of different types of human being. It's not like we're fucking making new ones.
We sure are, dude. There's 48 genders right now, and they're all real, and they're all having a good time out there.
They're all the same. It's all the same guy over and over.
Wayne Brady came out today as pansexual. Now, I don't even know what that means.
It's pandering sexual is what he's really doing. You can say pansexual and it's a completely meaningless phrase, and then you can lump yourself into the fucking oppressed gay community all of a sudden without actually having done anything. It's like calling yourself he, him, even though you're clearly a male and clearly straight.
I think it just
shut
means,
the fuck up.
What is it?
He like fucks couches and sandwiches and shit.
Is it really?
Yeah, because pansexual means you fucking anything.
Fuck, dude. I've lost track. And not only that, I don't care. Like, it's man, woman, and that's, I'm all done with that conversation. But why come out and even announce that today? He got killed on the internet for it. It was just like, you got to know what you're doing as Wayne Brady popping out and saying some wild shit like that. Everybody's going to freak the fuck out.
Why are we losing all our best stars?
You know, I think if you go back, Dan and I did this during the pandemic where you and I were able to dial it in on the day that it happened, where we lost the celebrities, and it was the Imagine video. And I'll never forget, you and I were live and we made fun of it on air and during the pandemic, and it was like, oh shit, dude, they've all lost touch with reality. Same thing is going on now, except the pandemic itself is Hollywood, because you have the strikes, so you can't work. Same as the pandemic, because there's a writer strike and an actor strike, so nobody's working. Now, you don't have that outlet to say a bunch of weird shit all day and people will pay attention. So now you're just doing it online because that's the only way that people will pay attention to you.
I think we get to ancient Roman culture, run it back to that. Modified a little bit, of course, of legal age, but fuck whatever you want as long as you're a top.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You got to be a top in this
life.
So
it's a caste system, but it's based on whether you're a giver or receiver.
Correct.
Sexually.
Yep.
It's hard to find fault in that. To be honest, because it, I mean, hear me out, right?
No, I get it, dude.
It is really important for, and I'm not trying to bring kids into this because it's a sexual conversation, but it's really important for young people to be influenced by both the masculine and the feminine, right? Doesn't necessarily have to be a man and a woman necessarily, but you need good male role models or good masculine role models, good feminine role models. And I think what this does is sort the word in this new era where people are openly fucking gay and shit like that, it sorts the world back into masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think that I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, and I'm being serious. Like if we started to think in terms of, and I'm not talking about somebody who is mentally ill and thinks that they're the other gender. That's fucking
no. I understand what you're saying.
What I'm talking about is looking at effeminate gay, like gay bottoms, the same way we look at women.
Yeah,
in the caste system, because there is a caste system, and women are at the very bottom.
Well, just also in real life, like, dude, I had a ton of gay friends in LA. If there was somebody who was more, let's say, femme, for example, right, and kind of weaker or whatever, and that's who they were, if somebody were to pick on them, beat the Christ out of them, where it's just like, hey, dude, that's not the dude. Like, we're not doing that today. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But now, if you're going after one of those old school Stonewall motherfuckers, good luck. You know, you're not going to feel the need to protect them, because it's just like, hey, dude, that those fucking people will kill you.
Yeah, I think this is a good plan. We sort everybody into tops and bottoms.
And that's what's going to change the world.
And then we'll have...
Not by politics, just tops and bottoms.
Yeah. And
just
then going back.
We'll have a new Missouri compromise. Where if you're a bottom, you can vote, but...
Yeah.
We might count and we might not. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if the election's not decided with the other votes. Well, maybe we'll let you guys.
Well, like, if you took AOC's husband, I would say he's a bottom, right? She fucking probably dominates him.
There's no
like,
way
look,
she's not pegging him.
I mean, sure. Pull up a pic of that guy, Bob. This weird red haired like ginger beard guy. Like, there's just no way. This is exactly who you think of like, who's in somebody's basement.
You look at this guy and immediately you know his asshole's open for business.
Correct. 100%.
I mean, dude. There's a fucking 24/7, open 24/7 sign.
Yep.
Right on the base of where his vestigial tail would be.
This is it. Look at that. That is exactly what you just described with this guy.
What if he's just laying pipe?
I bet he's got a huge dick. Look, when you're thin and tall like that, white guy, I bet he's got a huge dick.
He just screams Highlander before he goes in on it.
There's so many more people that would love to hate AOC, but whenever we post something about her, somebody in the comments will be like, yeah, but she's so fucking hot. And I'm like, I get it, dude. I get it. And you can get away with that shit. Same with Boebert, dude. She gets away with that bullshit, too. But this guy, that's in the bottom category where she's on top, you know? Whether you like her politics or not, she probably takes charge in the bedroom, you know?
Not if I'm around.
You think so?
I know so. That's the point. So... Yeah, this is
what happens though when a female alpha comes to head with another.
This is the male alpha dominates. That's how it's supposed to work. So the female alpha, as it were, is an overexpression of their femininity because they have a greater need for domination. That's what it is, right? It's like if there are people who have naturally lower or higher sodium. People with naturally lower sodium crave salt a lot. They're called super tasters, right? That's the medical term for it. But
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's real.
Okay.
It's a real thing. So if you're, I think that at the normal range for sodium PPM is something like 124 to 134, something like that. And if you're on the lower end of it, you will crave salt all the time. These are the people that put more salt on their food and you're like, God damn. But to them, it tastes normal. In the same regard, women who act out like this, that is like a child. And I don't mean to diminish them or make it seem like they're children, but it's the same as a child that's looking for attention and acts out to look for attention. That woman, it's the taming of the shrew. That woman wants to be dominated by a stronger alpha male. That's biologically speaking, that is the reason it's happening.
You think so?
I know it's not think so. This is what the fucking literature says.
Well, then why marry somebody like that?
Because she's insecure, right? And she's bought into this worldview that men are equal. They're the same as women. And
right.
It's not equal or not equal. We're fucking different, dude. God damn.
But there's not one point where somebody you've dated in the past where you're like, yeah, I'll let them you fucking dominate me tonight. What do you want to do?
No.
Really?
What do you mean dominate me? What do you mean by that?
Fucking go to town. Do what you want to do tonight. Like, what is that?
If I'm with a woman that I care about, she can do, and we can do anything sexually. Okay. That's yeah. not, but I am in charge always. As I should be. And that, I think men are fucking bitches when they're not, frankly. Like, yeah. If you don't believe this, go ask your wife what she wants to do for dinner tonight and make it up. Be obtuse about it. Be obnoxious. Don't fucking answer the question. When she goes, I don't know, what do you want? It's like, what do you want? What do you want? Like, make her make the decision and see how she feels about that, because she's not going to be happy about it. I can tell you that right now. She's going to be fucking pissed off because that's your fucking job to be the leader.
Kids, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. 50% off the bundle package. They're still doing it. So, fuck it. Take advantage of it, man. God damn. I don't know how many months it's been, but, you know, maybe the guy's dead. Maybe the IT guy is dead over there. 50% off when you get the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. Split King, most popular option. People don't like to sleep together anymore. It's a different world. You can control your own destiny. Get two remote controls instead of one. Good for you. Look at you. You're so fucking independent out there. Look at everybody sleeping at different times. Good for you guys, all right? Now, if you already have it, you got that adjustable base, you just want a mattress, some sheets, some pillows, a weighted blanket, maybe a mattress for your RV. All you got to do is type in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. You're going to get 40% off everything. I don't care what you put in the cart. Put 2,000 items in there. Really stretch them out. Try to bankrupt them. 40% off everything. So when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit. The deals are still included in that. Stretch him out over 3 years. Bankrupt the company. All right? Bankrupt him. Go to GhostBed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got SheathUnderwear.com. Promo code drinkingbros. 20% off your order. I'm wearing them right now. Dead serious. If you hear that snap, dude, I just popped that band, brother. Popped it. Love the sheath. Most comfortable boxers I've ever had. If you're sick of boxers that are too loose or too tight, sheath is the one for you guys, dude. I wear these fucking things every goddamn day. They'll change your life. It's got some form of cooling thing in it where, you know, when you lay down on a ghost bed and it's cold and you're like, man, am I sweating? Am I just super cold? Or is this keeping everything cool? That's what it is. Same with sheath, where it just keeps everything cool. Where you're like, oh, shit, that's a nice feeling down there. That's great. Big fan of these fucking guys, dude. Sheath is great for the summer. It's great for working out. It's got the dual package on it. So if you want to, that pouch, if you want to pop your package in that pouch, dude, you're good to go. Keep those man parts separated. You can do that. It'll prevent everything from sticking together. It's a game changer. God damn it. Go to sheathunderwear.com. Get the most comfortable underwear you'll ever wear. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS, and you're going to get 20% off your order at sheathunderwear.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS for 20% off your order. They've even got the bamboo pairs that are perfect for all weather conditions. Head on over to sheathunderwear.com today. Use that promo code DRINKINGBROS for 20% off. Last but not least today, we got buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. Everybody's asking, hey, man, what are the new headphones you guys are wearing on the show? It's Raycons. Now, originally, we didn't have the technology for that to use them as our podcast headphones. And I always used to bitch about it to Georgie. I was like, hey, dude, these are the ones I wear in real life. I write in these. I work out in these. I love them. I'm kind of blocked out from the outside world. It keeps everything out of my fucking head, and I enjoy it. I don't need any extra thoughts or noises going on up there in the old dome. Can I use these for the fucking podcast? And finally, the new ones, dude, I was able to hook it up, so we're wearing them. Huge fan of these guys. It's buyraycon.com/drinkingbros, and you're going to save 15% off your headsets. Now, if you don't want the big dogs like the one I'm wearing in the show today, they've got the wireless ones that are great. Those pop right in your ear holes, and they come with like 40 rubber pieces there. So it doesn't matter what size ear hole you have. They got enough pieces for it. It's not like those shitty ones from Apple. What are those? The fucking, what are they called? The Air Tops, Brops, whatever the fuck they are. I hate them. Cum drops, dude. They look awful. Uncomfortable, not sweet. Get them out of my face, dude. I've had these Raycons for, I don't know, 3 years now at this point. Love them. You can do, what, 32-hour battery life on these goddamn things? 8 hours of consecutive playtime if you want. I mean, they've really boosted their operation over here. You can listen to what you want, when you want. Like those gel tips, super comfortable. You can fit in any size ear hole. I got a bigger ear hole, dude. It's a weird thing to say, but it's true. They start at half price of other premium audio brands. So, again, all the other guys are fucking worthless, dude. This is the same exact goddamn quality, and they're more comfortable. It's super easy, dude. They're all under $100. It's great. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon right now. Drinking Bros listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/drinkingbros. That is buyraycon.com/drinkingbros to save 15% off on your Raycons. Go to buyraycon.com/drinkingbros today. Yeah. The answer is always tacos. Why don't you make some fucking tacos, you know? So that answer I know, and that's all fine. Speaking of which, dominating the woman, can't do it in a Crowder sense, obviously. You know?
No. See, don't mistake dominating and being the alpha for being rude and insensitive. That's not what it is. Like, the man's job is to provide for and protect this woman, not to be a cunt to her. Not to be a toxic leader, like somebody who says, do what I say, not what I do. Mm-hmm. It's to lead by example. And take, like, you're as much as you're responsible for taking care of your woman's physical needs, and I don't just mean sex, I mean like safety and security and shit, you're also responsible for taking care of her emotional needs as well. So if you're like Crowder and you speak to that woman that way, then you're not a fucking alpha, certainly. You're barely a fucking man. You're an insecure little bitch.
I'm sorry. He wears a gun on his side, okay?
No, he wears it in a shoulder holster.
Yeah, the shoulder holster. Yeah. The cool, like, 1930. That's a man.
Yeah, thanks, Dirty Harry.
Sweet, dude.
Well, we're a little beyond that.
It's sweet. I thought of him because a story just popped up here where four Steven Crowder staffers have now exited the show this afternoon after interrogations and insane NDAs. So Steven Crowder sent, they're calling it draconian non-disclosure agreements, to his staff with a $100,000 breach of contract penalty after allegations of workplace misconduct at his Rumble show, and five current and former staffers are out of there, I guess. So who knows? You ever had to sign one of these fucking things? Like a weird NDA for shit like that?
No.
I did once.
I wouldn't.
I did.
I would. I'll just tell, if somebody asked me to do something like that, I'll tell them straight up, look, you're not ever going to stop me from saying shit I want to say.
No, it's not about that. It was to get into the building. So I didn't even get to ask the people if that's what they wanted. I'm assuming it's what it was. But I can genuinely say, looking back at it, they were fucking weird, man. Like, yeah, there was some weird shit that they didn't want out into the world. Nothing sexually or anything like that, but, you know, kids or anything like that, just a weird thought process that I was like, oh fuck.
Well, all right. I make it a habit not to, share information that I get from somebody else with anybody else. And you know this,
so yeah.
I probably spend more time around you than any other human being over the past 5 years.
Yes.
Right. You don't know shit about me.
It's not dead serious.
You don't know anything about my personal life or what's going on with me day to day. You don't know
nothing
anything because
you had a date a couple weeks ago. I don't even know that person's name.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't even know their hair color. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, but to your point, like, I have no idea.
It's none of your fucking business.
Yes. And I don't pry either. So, like, as a partner in companies and all that other shit, that's probably helpful as well, where I also don't ask you because I know you don't want to volunteer that information.
Here's how little you know. It wasn't a date. It was a dinner meeting with three fucking business ladies. Right?
Really?
One is our friend Olivia Nunn, and two were, like, medical people.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah, so okay. That's how just this is a good example. You don't even know the difference between my social and professional life.
I don't.
And you're my business partner.
Yeah.
Like that. This is where you should be as a human being. Like, don't stop fucking. Remember when you just used to do stuff, and you didn't have to tell every goddamn body what you were doing? Just fucking do stuff. Have fun. Enjoy your life. You know, when you're a parent, like Bob's getting into it now, you post your kids from time to time, and that's pretty much it.
Just
even then,
every now and again, like once every couple of weeks, you fucking fire a picture of your kids up there, and then you just shut the fuck up about the rest of your life.
Even then, though, man, people come back at you for posting about your kids. You know, do they do that to you, Bob?
I don't give a fuck. They can suck my dick.
But that's just the natural progression of a man in society, right? You don't share shit until you have kids, and then you share your kids a little bit from time to time just to let people know that I'm still a dad.
Yeah.
My kids are still alive, right? They're good.
Honestly, a lot of it's so I don't have to text like 20 friends.
Yeah, you're just checking in.
I'll pop up a story. Yeah, I don't know that I'll give them a full post, but I'll pop up a story.
But for the most part, just shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Just because this modality exists for you to tell everybody everything all the time doesn't mean you have to, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And we're not any better off knowing all this shit, living vicariously through each other's lives, but from a distance, instead of just being like, oh man, that pool party looks cool. Well, you know what you can do is call them and then go to it, you fucking retard. I don't know. I'm pissed off today for some reason.
No, it's fine. But speaking of sharing every fucking detail here, one of the insider Hollywood stories today was, I guess Barbara Streisand's got a fucking memoir coming out. Not that I give a shit, but apparently the publishers had to tell her, hey, this has to come in under 1,000 pages. And so I guess she did, but like barely. It's like 998 or something like that. Fuck, dude, as a writer, I don't know whose life is that important where you think you need 1,000 fucking pages. Is Barbara Streisand's life 1,000 pages worth of life?
Is her memoir better than War and Peace or a better work, I suppose?
Yeah.
So here,
the answer is no.
The only way it could be is this.
If she confesses to a bunch of murders. Yeah, we
found out about the cloning.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I mean, she's been in Hollywood for a long time. She was making movies in the 60s, 70s, 80s. If you just fill it with weirdo cocaine stories about Dustin Hoffman and fucking Paul Newman and shit like that. Then yeah, baby, 1,000 pages, give it to me.
I'd probably read all that.
Yeah, if she went there. So I'm reading now here. It says Penguin said it was going to be 1,040 pages, potentially, you know, including photos and index and whatnot. But yeah, dude, fuck. This is, it's now coming in at 992. My name is Barbara. Don Johnson, Andre Agassi, John Peters, Elliot Gould had their assistants ready to go here. How many people did she, did she have a crazy, like, fuck list that I don't know about? I was Kris Kristofferson on that list? Because that motherfucker was a pimp, dude. And if so, all right. What was her body count like back in the day? Was it nuts?
So I'm just going to run through, I guess, the dudes here. Yeah, James Brolin. She fucked James Brolin.
Well, they're married currently, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. She dated Agassi, I guess. I did not.
Andre Agassi? That. So that's real?
Yeah, she dated Agassi in the 90s. Man, he was that mess.
Whoa. She had to have been, shit, 50s? She had to have been 50s. She was dating Agassi in his prime? With the neon shit, with the fucking hair.
So she was in her 50s. Yeah, she was 20 years older than him.
What the fuck?
18.
He was 18 years old?
No, she's 18 years older.
Oh, yeah. That's still fucking wild, man.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
I mean, this picture is glorious.
Pop it up. No
now
way,
I see
dude.
What,
Prime Agassi?
Now I see what happened. He was reverse Samsoning her.
Holy shit.
He was stealing her hair.
Look at that and fucking mane, dude.
Yeah, because that's not real. That's her hair that he shaved off in the night.
Yeah.
And made into a wig.
Well, I think, Bob, you were the one that told me that he was wearing he was wigged up with the hat, right?
After a while. So early on, it was natural. He started going bald and he was embarrassed. So he was tossing a mullet wig under there with a hat. I mean, this looks like a wig.
It does, man. Like, I mean, you're right. But still, like, all right, pop up that pic one more time. Was she hot then? It's hard to tell.
No. She's never been hot.
She's old.
At no point was she hot, ever.
It looks like my grandmother.
When she was in her 30s, her love interest was fucking Walter Matthau.
Yeah.
To be believable.
I know. She's always looked old. You're right. All right, so let's go through this list then. Elliot Gould makes sense. He's old as shit and has always looked old. That one's fine. Who else is on her body count list there? Don Johnson?
Broadway Joe.
Joe Namath?
Yeah, he slung that piece around pretty
sure
good, too.
Sure did. He had a long fucking hog that he was slapping against his thighs there, getting going. But that was probably in the 60s, right?
That was in the 60s, yes.
Okay, so that makes sense to me. Where if you look at 60s Barbara Streisand and 60s Joe Namath, yeah, You want to see them fucking for sure. But if she's dropping those stories, fuck. Who else is on that list? Because this one says Don Johnson.
Yes, Don Johnson is on the list.
When was she fucking boning Don Johnson? The 80s? When he was in Miami Vice, Don Johnson?
I mean, he wasn't really famous before the 80s, right? Here's Namath and Streisand with maybe her dog that she cloned.
Okay. Zoom in on that pic.
I got to get off Facebook. Hold on.
That's fine.
I can get it. Hold on.
Because he looks... Yeah, it's weird seeing him with his hair slicked back. I'm used to that shaggy pic of him. You know what I'm saying, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got Kris Kristofferson.
Okay. He's a pimp, dude. Oh, yeah. Look, even my wife is just like, yo.
Dude.
Old school Kris Kristofferson was a goddamn pimp.
Let me...
And I'll allow that.
Yeah. Let me just blow your mind with this next one.
Go ahead.
In the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
Barbra Streisand was getting it put to her by Liam Neeson.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Taken?
She was getting taken by Liam.
He had her tooken?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. 90s Liam Neeson, too? Like, that's a fucking man, dude. That is a man right there.
Yep.
Yep. How do you go from Agassi to Liam Neeson during that same time period?
Is she a legend?
She might
be. The fucking dick she's getting?
Fuck. I might have been completely wrong about
this. She's the female Pete Davidson. She walks so Pete Davidson could run.
God damn, dude. I have never heard these stories.
The respect I have for Barbara. And the list keeps getting...
Skyrocketing.
The list keeps getting wilder.
Who you got? Go ahead. Fire away.
Next one. This one's not that wild, but it's just another huge name. The next one after this is going to be crazy. But this one, she was fucking Peter Jennings for a while in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
Agassi. Peter Jennings. Liam Neeson. I mean, she has no type, obviously, but fuck.
Yeah.
That's just getting pipe to get pipe.
Now... Let me give you this last one.
Okay.
Because this one, it's just like, it's like this was written for the show.
Okay.
In the 70s, she was fucking Justin Trudeau's dad.
Good night, everyone. This is fucking insane. Are you kidding?
I wonder if that's
Barbra Streisand, dude?
Did that turn her into a communist or?
Maybe.
Because she has become one.
Whoa, dude, that's fucking nuts.
I didn't realize it was sexually transmitted.
No, and the other part of this too, dude, if you add in the cloning shit for that's the dogs that nobody else was doing, by the way, for I never even heard of that. She was cloning those dogs in the fucking 80s. Is the Illuminati real then? And like, are we just figuring it out through Barbra Streisand?
I mean, look, that's an entire subplot in the movie Oppenheimer. Did that lady fuck communism into you?
Yeah.
Dr. Oppenheimer.
I know.
Spoiler alert.
No, everybody in the world's seen that movie now.
I haven't seen it yet.
Shut the fuck up.
Nope.
What's holding you back?
Just waiting.
So goddamn good. You've got to see it in the EVX, dude. You got to see it in IMAX. Del, could you go back and see it?
I've seen it twice.
And yeah. did you see the second time in IMAX?
Yeah.
Wasn't it so much better?
It was good.
It shakes your brain around. I'm asking the wrong person on anything about happiness in life.
No. I mean, I enjoyed my experience the first time because it was on mushrooms.
Oh, gotcha. All right. I was sober when I saw it. I mean, Jesse and I were drinking wine, but phenomenal movie. Yeah, you got to go see that before it bounces out of IMAX.
I'll see it soon.
For sure, man. But Barbra Streisand, I used to... Look, I hate her as a person just because of Twitter and shit, but... Now I've got more respect, dude.
All right, here's a couple others. I mean, goddamn, her body list is just crazy.
Give me Castro.
No.
Well, no, you already said Castro.
Yeah,
his dad. No, Trudeau. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, but it wasn't real one. Yeah.
Justin Trudeau's fake dad. She fucked Warren Beatty.
Mm-hmm.
She fucked Robert Redford.
Those two guys alone.
Yeah, Redford.
That's like saying you got drilled by Clooney and Pitt.
Yeah. Holy shit.
The same time.
Okay.
Maybe.
It's a fantasy.
It's alleged that she and Richard Gere getting it on.
Sure.
So she likes gerbils.
She likes gerbils, yes. Yep.
She also, this is one of my favorite ones, one of her longest relationships was with Baskin-Robbins co-founder Dick Baskin.
Pull up a picture of Dick Baskin, dude. I got to know what this guy looks like. Because now it seems like she's just fucking everybody just to do it, just for the story. It might have been just living a life to write a memoir at the end of it just to be like, guess who I fucked?
She just has such a reputation that all these people are going after her.
Dick Baskin, he's a Nepo baby. His dad founded Baskin-Robbins.
All right, let's see. Well, let's see Dick Baskin. Because that's still, you drop that like as a reservation name. Well, it's like, hi, party of two, Dick Baskin.
Dick Baskin.
Sorry, yeah. Are you from the Baskin-Robbins family? I sure am. Oh, right this way, sir. Right this way. He is not attractive.
No, but it's that ice cream, you know.
It's like Kenny G stunt double with that fucking hair.
Dude, the bodies just keep piling up here. I got to just get this list gets crazy.
I'll keep going, dude. By all means, I'm enthralled now.
Clint Eastwood?
Shut up. Well, Clint was slinging that dick to everybody. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who was our buddy who ran into him in a bar who told that story? Was it on air or off air, Dan? Do you remember?
I don't think it was on.
Okay. We won't say who it was then, but we went to dinner with somebody, and they were like, hey, what was it like working with Clint Eastwood or whatever? And he said they met in a bar, sat down together, and were chatting with each other. And he said, man, Clint, how was it during the fucking, you know, 60s and 70s when all the shit was going on and everything else? Was it just wild? And, you know, how was your life? And was it crazy? And he goes, I screwed them all, kid. And it's classic. It's a fucking epic line from Clint Eastwood. And it's fucking awesome. But the fact that he dicked down Streisand too? Shit. Okay. Who else?
I got John Voight on here as well.
Wow. She's probably real pissed off about that now. She's super left and he's super fucking right. She's so pissed off. If John Voight ever fired that shot on Twitter and just say, hey, why don't you shut your liberal cunt mouth up, dude? Because you used to take this conservative dick. It'd be fucking rad. It'd be fucking rad.
It would be funny if she said something. Goes, that's not what you were saying when my cum was dribbling out of your mouth.
Exactly, dude.
Barb.
If he just blurted out, make America great again after he fucking cream pied her. Who else is on this list?
There's one other one. It is rumored. It is not confirmed. King Charles.
So I'm sorry, I just lost my breath.
So he just stuck his little sausage fingers up in
there. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably
dude.
Stirred it around a little bit.
What a fucking list.
This is one of the GOAT lists.
This is better than Jeter.
Yes, it is. I mean, because now you're fucking all of our heroes. You know what I'm saying? Like Redford and those guys, Eastwood. Shit.
Agassi. That's my favorite tennis player of all time.
Yeah.
One of my favorite athletes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She's seen every single one of their O faces.
Now, serious question here, because now I'm going to buy this book, obviously. She wants to come on the show. We'd love to have you now. I didn't know this, Babs. I didn't know this about your life. Serious question. If you're Josh Brolin, which is her current husband, and they've been together for a while, how bad do you feel about this book coming out? And then you look at that list of names of every legend in the last 30 years has boned your wife that you have to lay next to with these cloned fucking dogs at the end of the bed every night. How do you live? How do you walk? You wake up and live your life.
It reminds me of an old Andrew Dice Clay joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a joke. He was just doing crowd work at the time. But he looks into the crowd. This dude's there with his hot wife, very clearly wife, huge ring on, and Dice comments on that. He goes, let me ask you a question. The first time you guys fucked, did she suck your dick? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, how do you think she got good at it?
Yeah. No, and I understand that.
So
but you're hoping it's one person, right?
Well, no, not me.
Really?
No, I want, like, so one of the important things to learn, I think this is actually probably more important for men than women, but everybody's a little bit different, right? Not everybody is a little bit different. Everybody is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Especially with females. So I feel like men should have a respectable body count. I don't think it matters for women as much, probably, but it shouldn't matter to you. Why would you care?
It's just the name and then living up to it afterwards, right? Like, if you're Josh Brolin, Josh Brolin probably always wanted to be Robert Redford, as most actors did, right? And that, like, Robert Redford was boning your wife. If you're a sports fan.
Brolin. Yeah, it's or his, James Brolin. It's Brolin's dad. No,
but
Brolin was famous before Redford
was. He was, but not to that level of Redford. Redford's an all-time great. Right? We're probably saying Robert Redford's a top five movie star of all time, male-wise.
You're talking about James Brolin here, buddy.
No, dude. If it was Josh, maybe.
The original Westworld? Fucking kidding me?
I don't have him anywhere near that list.
Nobody knows.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nobody in this room, or nobody who can hear us even knows who James Brolin is.
Probably not. They just know him as Josh's dad.
Josh's dad.
Well, yeah. You would recognize him from some of the movies he's been in, for sure. You would recognize his character, but people don't know who
he
is.
Right, right. You probably know him from those commercials, to be honest with you, and that's about it, if you saw his face. But how do you wake up and try to live up to... I mean, you're looking at your favorite athletes, your favorite movie stars... who else was on that list? Like, shit, Don Johnson.
World leaders.
Well, yeah, a king.
A king.
A king fucked your wife.
Would you think about that, though, like if your wife was very accomplished at something? Like, let's say she's a Hall of Fame athlete, tennis player, or something mm-hmm. like that. And then you're banging her, like, man, I can't. I mean, I think your inclination would be to be like, this extremely successful and well put together woman chose to be with me.
But
and that should be a positive experience, not a negative one.
But this woman who's had a Hall of Fame getting dicked down.
Yeah, but this woman who is a Hall of Fame fucking cock guzzler has decided to guzzle my cock for the rest of her goddamn life. That should be a pretty, I think that should be a compliment to you.
Yeah, I think that's a feather in your cap. Yeah.
A lot of those guys are like, man, Jimmy is getting it good.
Oh, yeah. Everybody that's had their fucking hog drained by her is like, man. They see him in public like, man. Congrats, buddy.
And if
just a tip of the cap. Hey, congratulations, man.
You're the one that tames that beast. Props to you.
Shit. I don't know, man. Could you do it? Could you live with that? Like, you're married, Bob. Could you walk around and Agassiz, a king, fucking Redford?
Wait, didn't your wife bang somebody famous?
Tried to. She was going to bang a Dallas Cowboy, but his hog was too big. She needed my Goldilocks hog.
Shut the fuck up. Is that a true story?
Yeah, it was before we... Well, not before we met, because I knew her in college, but we weren't dating or anything. She was in L.A., and she took some, I think, Des Bryant home, and he whipped it out, and...
A black guy?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, like, what do you mean you think Des Bryant?
Let's go, Bob.
Because she doesn't know who anyone is.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Was he not wearing his jersey?
He didn't have his helmet on?
No. But she whipped it out and she was like, I can't do that.
That's so fucking funny. She was like, that's not for me.
Yeah. Now, thanks to another person, I am Eskimo Bros with Anthony Rizzo.
Really?
Of the New York Yankees, yeah.
Okay.
Peter's in law.
But that's not your wife, though. No. Yeah. So, yeah, shit, dude. It would be rough. I would think about it too much, I think.
Why?
I would be so
a king,
hyped about
a
Eskimo
fucking
brothers.
Redford, and I mean that list is just too long. If it's a one off, maybe. So I'll tell you this. I don't know if we talked about it here on RPR or whatever, but so my buddy was dating somebody for years and years and years, would not get married, and finally she was like, "Look, I want to get married and have kids. Like, this is not the relationship. Like, we can't keep doing this." Her next boyfriend was George Clooney, no lie. And so him and I used to play basketball all the time in L.A., and I saw it in Us Weekly the same as everybody else, and nobody wanted to talk about it. And finally, I just said, hey, dude, are you okay? Like, is this fucked up for you? Like, what is it? Because I couldn't imagine this happening to me.
Stacey Keibler?
Fuck, dude, why are you saying that?
Because you just said George Clooney.
He's dated a million people.
There's one person. There's like one...
George Clooney's dated 50 million people. But before you pegged it down to...
Before you got married, everyone was like, oh, yeah, Stacey Keibler, because they were together for a while.
Oh, boy. Yes. Okay. Fucking dick. Yes. It was Jeff Stoltz. Anyways, I talked to Jeff and I said, hey, dude, I love you, man. Is everything going all right? Is it whatever? And he was just like, that's a hard one to swallow, isn't it? It's a tough pill to swallow. And he goes, yeah. And I was like, I don't know how I would feel. And we got to this conversation, too, of like, do you feel honored by that? That, you know, hey, my wife. And I never came up with the answer. He never came up with the answer. Everything else. Obviously, he moved on with his life and he's great. She's great. And they didn't end up together. But, you know, shit. How do you live in that world, I guess? I would be too jealous.
I mean, so I your girl Taylor Swift has a decent body list.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So you, if.
Correct. I couldn't do it. Yep. I thought about it.
I'd be so hyped to be Eskimo Bros with Jake Gyllenhaal.
So if it was just to bang, sure. But if it is to marry and live out the rest of your life with, fuck, you have to imagine there's, you're going to get one fight. You guys are going to have some drinks. And she's going to be like, you know who would have, you know, could have performed tonight? Whatever the fuck happened, John Mayer would have fucked me down. You know, you're like, oh, Christ. I didn't want the possibility of that popping up.
That's just her asking for a rap on the beak. That's all it is. That she's the shrew and she's looking to be tamed. I'm telling you. That's how all of this stuff is interconnected. It's all nature, man. You know what I mean? It's like you throw a pebble in the fucking pond and it ripples. That's just how it works.
But it goes back to the top of the show where it's the confidence and it's your mental capability to live your life.
That's part of it. But confidence comes from being prepared, informed and prepared, right? Mm-hmm. So if you go into, let's say you're about to go do public speaking, if you don't do the work, first you're going to feel like shit up there and you're going to fuck up. But if you do the work, you're like, all right, I've done all this. I've done everything I need to do here. Your anxiety levels come down, right? So you do the work to make sure that you're fucking in charge. That's it.
You know, I get all that, but I don't know that you conscious wise you could do it.
I do it all the time.
Well, hang on. Let me ask you, Bob. So let's say your wife had fucked Dez Bryant and then maybe three or four linebackers, right, from the Dallas Cowboys
in a row. What, like a train?
Yeah, not in a train, but maybe
over
maybe
the course in a train of like 18 months.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
Where it was just like I'll use this example, Alyssa Milano. So it was a stock standard joke in LA where she was at every fucking sporting event. She fucked every Dodger player, Laker, you name it. And it was just, that was her thing. And she was just the girl. It was Brad Penny. Like one of the nights I met her out was with Brad Penny, the pitcher.
Right.
And it was like, if you pull up a picture of Brad Penny, that's not the guy who should be fucking Alyssa Milano if he didn't just sign a $180 million deal and was on fire for the Dodgers.
I mean, look who ended up with Stacey Keibler.
Who is it? I don't even know who it is.
Tiny little guy.
Who? Really?
Yeah.
Shit. Are they married now?
Yes.
Who is this guy? What does he do?
They got kids, man.
What does he do?
He's rich, probably.
By the way, I really want to say that she is one of the nicest human beings in the world.
She's
so,
also perfect.
She's great. She just wanted to get married and have kids. Yeah. There was nothing ever negative about her.
He's like a tech guy, a tech entrepreneur.
Probably rich, right?
She's got $200 million in the bank.
He does?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Net worth, $200 million.
Okay, so then it all, there's some things you're willing to overlook, Bob, for $200 million, you know? Like height. Height is one of them. You're willing to overlook for $200 million.
But
she's
yeah,
a foot taller than him in that picture.
That doesn't really bother me, any of that. And especially, like, some of it, if Taylor Swift was like, you know, John Mayer, which I'd be like, all right, well, go get married to John Mayer and have fun when he fucks 90 nannies in a row, Taylor. go marry fucking John Mayer. And have fun with that.
It's important to know how to fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, put her in her place. I mean, I'm telling you, I know this sounds like I'm saying it to be provocative or tongue in cheek. I am 100% serious. Ask any woman you know who is a healthy and adjusted human being that will actually talk about this and admit this. When they act out, they're looking to get fucking disciplined. Not like, I don't mean literally like smacked in the face, but they are, that is like, it is the it's the symbiosis between nuclear fission and gravity that holds a star together. It's gravity fighting against fission, pushing outward the nuclear explosion. That is exactly what is happening in that scenario. That is a woman who is saying, I'm not being fucking dominated enough or protected enough or provided for enough or whatever, so I'm going to act crazy until somebody shuts me the fuck up. I'm 100% serious. That's exactly what's happening in that scenario. And you don't have to be cruel or mean about addressing it, but you should know that that's what's happening. So okay. You can address it effectively.
Okay. Man, I'm embarrassed, dude. Out of all the fucking women Clooney's dated, hundreds of women, you picked the one person that my buddy did? Like the one?
It's the only person I think of.
Is that your girl? Is that why?
That was like my childhood crush.
She lived up to the hype, by the way. I hope that helps. She was great. She was an awesome person. All right, let's get to the Drinking Bro of the Week here. What a wild show today. Jesus Christ. So this is a super strange one. If you were listening to yesterday's show, this will all make sense. I gave it to Juanathan in the chat, who is throwing the tailgate for us down in Miami. When we go to all these cities, you guys are always awesome, and you hook it up, and you make sure we got everything taken care of, and it's rad. And then we do a show, and it's a blast. in the mail at our office today, there was a letter sitting on the desk here, and it's actually from his wife, Samantha, who we love, or his future wife. They're about
this
to
is
married.
Not the Juanathan that's in the chat.
No, it's not.
No, it's completely. Not. It's an entirely separate Mexican.
Totally separate
this,
Mexican.
This Mexican is not even Mexican. The one in the chat.
No, dude, he's a white pretending guy. To be Mexican.
He's like a white guy from the Midwest or some shit.
He's not the real Juanathan, and yeah. It's just like this is fucking bullshit. So, anyways, it says this is addressed to you. You have your own, obviously. Ross and Jesse. I can already hear Ross saying, "No, I ain't going." So it's got to be a wedding. It's got to be their fucking wedding. We will be seeing you guys on September 2nd weekend for the Miami game. Just a heads up, because Jesse will definitely be there. We still wanted to send the invites in case we can steal Jesse for the fun wedding Saturday. Look at you. Now that I appreciate, you know I'm not going.
I'm not going. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a...
It would be a blast.
The weather this, forecast this, for that wedding.
100% chance of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it would be a blast to go to.
When is it? I've got one over here too.
July. Well, it says the RSVP is by July 23rd. Let me read the whole thing. But it's a handwritten note. It's awesome.
And she sent me a picture of me grabbing the bicep of the strongman we met at Hulk Hogan's bar.
Remember that guy? Shit! That's right. When we went to Hogan's,
and
hangout.
He wouldn't. That motherfucker had won multiple. What do you call it?
Strongman things?
No. Karaoke contest, like five.
That's right.
Around the city.
Yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't tell me what song he was using to win.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I was fucking hammered, so I was probably like, "Hey, song." Huh? But either way, he was a nice guy.
But the hilarious part of this is there's another separate note that's attached, that's handwritten, that says, "I would like to nominate Juan Navarez as Drinking Bro of the Week." Oddly enough, totally out of left field. I mean, we just gave it to him yesterday. What are the chances that his wife sent this in the day after in a personal letter by mail? Because we don't get very much personal mail to the office. Usually it's packages with booze, half of it shattered. We don't get enough drugs sent in, which is a shame. But
yeah, it's Saturday the 9th, by the way. We'll be in Tuscaloosa for
we do have a live show September 9th in Alabama that day. I apologize, because we're doing stuff with the bars and restaurants there. Even on Friday we've got live shows, so I apologize. But Sam, I'm actually going to give it to you then, because this was very sweet and very nice, and it's a very nice letter you sent about your husband and future husband and everything else. We love you guys. You're a fucking blast, and we will see you soon, and we will celebrate in person here in, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so bizarre. When you walked in with that right before the show started, I was like, dude, we just made him Drinking Bro yesterday. That's nuts, man. Mm-hmm. So cheers to Sam, then, because we won't be at the wedding. But we love you guys so much. And just know this. If I had to go to another wedding, it would probably be yours, because, yes, it's going to be a blast, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to get slapped, I bet, too, just because she gets a little mouthy,
There's a good chance. I mean, so I'm actually not sure what his
well, he's a firefighter, right?
Ethnicity is.
Well, it's warm.
Some kind of Latinx, but she's Cuban, right?
So, sure.
I don't know if they're from warring tribes.
No idea.
Or something. So that reception could get fucking nasty.
Oh, it sure could.
I'm hoping it does, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a blast to be at, and know that we would love it. But that is the Alabama Texas game that day.
Sorry.
So we'll be there.
Priorities.
We're already booked. Yeah, but we love you guys. Cheers, Samantha. You were the Drinking Broette of the week here. Very nice notes. And whenever you guys do send us stuff, we'll usually just read it on air and make you Drinking Bro of the week. So thanks. Blast of a show. I gotta get Barbra Streisand's book now. This is so fucked up, man.
I would get it if it was like a colorized pop-up book, and it was all the dicks,
or just her puss. Like, what is her pussy
like?
If she
took dick pics of all the dudes she banged, and it's like it looks like a high school yearbook, but it's just their cocks. I'd buy that.
Yeah,
100%.
Fuck, dude.
It's more of a coffee table book. Although, actually, for her, it might still be 1,000 pages. Like, just, I'm so much more attracted to her now. Like, young Barbra Streisand, I just look at now and I'm like, man.
I know. I knew none of this
today.
What
could you have done to me?
I know. I know none of this today. And you're right. Like, there's obviously something there. You don't get all those guys without something being there where it's just like, oh, fuck.
Well, she was pretty famous.
Eh. But beyond that, right? It's like, it's got to be some fucking ability in the bedroom. Where you're
would you
like,
fuck
right.
Oprah?
No.
25 like, years ago?
We've joked about it on the show, but in all sincerity, no. I'm just not attracted to Oprah Winfrey.
And also, she's been with like nobody. Just that one guy.
Just Stedman.
Well, she's never been with him.
I don't even know if that's real.
Yeah, it's not. What I'm saying is there's a level of fame that is attractive to people, right? Fame and power.
But you got to still be hot. Like, I don't think I've had sex with a famous person who was ugly just to do it.
You've never had sex with a fat girl just to do it when you were in college or high school? That's a lie.
Not
is a lie.
Here's the thing. What's your definition of obese, though? Like, that's... if you give me a weight, I'll tell you. Like, if you give me an over-under on a weight, I'll tell you.
Does she have trouble seeing her vagina without bending forward?
No. So nobody over 2 bills.
Okay.
Like that, nobody over 2 hunch.
Yeah.
Been fortunate enough to be pretty decent looking throughout life. Haven't had to. Now, I know some of our friends who have definitely done that just to do it for the story of it.
It's kind of the military. I didn't do it when I was in the Army, but it is. Going hogging is pretty common.
Yeah. Derek White had told that story on the show, mm-hmm. and it was one of the most hilarious episodes of all time.
Yeah.
But, no. Because, you know, going to college and all that other shit, and like, especially in the South. You get a lot of attractive women in the South, so yeah. I grew up in a decent sitch. I wasn't out in the country, you know, in Iowa. And I'm, you know, I got one corn stalk in one hand when I'm trying to jack off in it, and then, oh, whoever this pig is, let's go. Like, yeah. I didn't have to do that, so. You know, been pretty grateful about it, but...
What about Margaret Thatcher? You wouldn't have fucked
no.
her?
No.
To say you fucked Margaret the first, mm-mm. well, not first, but the first... I guess she was the first prime minister.
Female yeah. prime minister, for sure.
Yeah, and she's the first ruler of a country, technically, I guess, since Queen Victoria, because the what do you call it? the crown lost its power at some point. After
yeah,
kind of
after Victoria, yeah. yeah.
So yeah, like you wouldn't do that?
No, I'm more impressed by other things. Like there was one night that I got close with, do you remember the figure skater Oksana Bayul? Bob, can you bring up a picture of Oksana Bayul? She was a figure skater in like the late 90s. And I think she won like silver or gold. And I shot my shot at that and I got close. And, publicist was like, hey dude, you got to get the fuck out of here. She's crazy. And I was like, well, yeah, that I got that from talking to her. And that's kind of why I wanted to do this here tonight. But that was more... If you're going to do it for something, like let's figure out how wild this can go.
Well, if you're young and living in the city and you don't have a car whose tires can be slashed, go for it. To be honest, I mean, it's worth the risk, I think, at that point.
I agree. Like Tanya Harding, all right? That's not the most attractive girl, but like that one would be like, yeah, for the story.
I think I would rather pay her to smash watermelons between her thighs or something like that. Like demonstrate your power to me and I'll pound off in the corner, you know what I mean?
But I
don't know that I want to be inside that woman.
Okay. Like yeah,
I might fuck a third party if I have sex with a hot girl while I watch her smash things with her legs.
Okay.
I would do that.
So I get like the Tanya Harding thing to me made sense after the sex tape drop that was just super white trash. Like it was horrifically shot and everything else.
Well, she rocked a permed mullet, bro. I don't know you thought was going to happen.
But when I watched it, it was everything that I hoped for. And
she's
I was like, yeah, cool.
It's basically like a female version of Uncle Laser.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So. But that one, I was just like, all right, that'd be a fun time. Like, obviously, you're not marrying her, dating her, but it'd be a fun time. But like the Margaret Thatcher, like a queen, like Queen Elizabeth or something like that, wouldn't do it for me. But somebody who was just like, oh, maybe like a world-class athlete where you're like, yeah, let's give it a go. Give it a go.
Steffi Graf.
Yes.
Faces all.
I know. She's married to Agassi.
Yeah, I know.
Oddly enough.
And their kid, like, their kid got signed to some fucking sponsorship deal when he was like 6 years old.
Yep.
And I think he plays JUCO baseball or some shit.
Yeah. Super weird, man.
Just, it never translates.
Two great tennis champions and they can't produce a tennis champion.
I don't think... are there any father-son Hall of Famers?
Griffey's.
In what?
No. Griffey Sr. is not a Hall of Famer.
Really?
No.
Okay.
A guy that should be probably but isn't is Bobby Bonds. Because he had like...
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
He had three 30-30 seasons. I don't think he ever won.
Barry's not in either.
No, well, he never will be, but yeah. But I don't think there is. I think it's
The
dad is great and the son is pretty good, or the son or the dad is pretty good and the son is great, like Tatis and Tatis Jr.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think that Vlad Guerrero Jr. will be the first.
Could be.
He'll be the first to be the second Hall of Famer father-son, probably.
If he keeps his weight down, he could be. Mm-hmm. That'll be the only thing that's
But they're the only
him.
Ones I can think of where both guys are great.
Because like, Cecil Fielder great. Was on that path, and, you know.
So was Prince until his neck got all fucked
that's
up.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But Cecil, weight got him. Cecil's weight got him, too. Like, his mm-hmm. career was way shorter than it should have been.
Yep. Yep. We learned a lot today. Shit. God damn, man. I had no idea. It's fucking Streisand, man. All right. I'm in, dude. I'm in, Babs. I'll pay the fucking $47 for your book or whatever this is going to be for a 1,000-page book. Damn, man. That's just impressive body counts. I hate you as a person in your politics, but I respect you as a sexually provocative woman. I'll give you that. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just 5-star, and you can walk away. For Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.